Across the country, many candidates running for office made history. And we want to play for you some of their victory speeches and remarks. We start in Missouri, where Democrat Cori Bush will be the state's first Black congresswoman. She's a nurse, pastor, and Black Lives Matter organizer who will join the ranks of young progressive Democrats in the House. Here she is delivering her victory speech.
So, St. Louis, if you know nothing else, you remember this. Your congresswoman elect loves you. And I need you to get that, because if I love you, I care that you eat. If I love you, I care that you have shelter and adequate, safe housing. If I love you, I care that you have clean water and clean air and you have a livable wage. If I love you, I care that the police don't murder you. If I love you, I care that you make it home safely. If I love you, I care that you are able to have a dignity and have a quality of life the same as the next person, the same as those that don't look like you, those that don't have the same socioeconomic status as you. I care. And we will meet the challenges of this moment until every single one of us is free.
In the state of New York, voters elected the first openly LGBTQ Black member of Congress. Democrat Richie Torres will represent New York's 15th congressional district as the first openly queer Afro-Latino person elected to Congress. Here's a snippet of his victory speech.
Look, I take pride in becoming the first openly LGBTQ elected official from New York City. I often tell people, who would have thought the first openly LGBTQ elected official in New York City would come not from Chelsea or Hell's Kitchen, but from the South Bronx. And it speaks to how far we've come as a society. You know, we are going to have a United States Congress that is every bit as diverse and dynamic as America itself. You know, 60% of the Democratic Conference in the House of Representatives is women, people of color, LGBTQ. And so I'm proud that I'm going to contribute to the diversity of the world's greatest legislature, the United States Congress.
Also making history in New York is Mondaire Jones, the first openly gay Black congressman representing New York's 17th congressional district. In North Carolina's 11th congressional district, Republican Madison Cawthorn will be the youngest person ever elected to Congress at the age of 25. Cawthorn fills the congressional seat left by White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Here's Cawthorn describing the moment he learned that he had won on Fox News.
We actually got to find out very early. I was surrounded by family, volunteers, friends. We had a really big celebration party that was outside, but backstage, it was just probably, you know, my 50 closest friends and family members in the world. And Politico called it first right around 9:30. And so, you know, first thing we did is we bowed our heads, gave all the glory to the Lord, and then we just started celebrating. It's been what a whirlwind,
that's
what
so
a ride,
great.
And what an honor.
In the state of Wyoming, voters elected Republican Cynthia Lummis, now the first woman from the state to serve in the U.S. Senate. In Delaware State Senate, Democrat Sarah McBride will be the first openly transgender state senator and the highest ranking transgender official in the country. Here she is delivering her victory speech to a group of people outside in a pavilion.
The voters of this district who have shown throughout this campaign what I have known throughout my life, that they are fair-minded people. We look at candidates based on their ideas and their experience, not on their identities. And it is because of them, it is because of the vote this evening, that we are able to send that incredible message to a young person here in this state.
In Oklahoma, elected the nation's first non-binary state senator and the state's first Muslim lawmaker, 27-year-old Mari Turner, defeated her Republican challenger to represent Oklahoma's House District 88. Here is Turner in an interview with the local ABC affiliate, KOCO News.
It means a lot. I think we ran a campaign based on a lot of things, and deep community-based power is one of those, and visibility. We ran a campaign based off of the idea that we don't necessarily need to always have allies advocate for us, but we can advocate for ourselves. A lot of people don't know how much you risk putting your name on the ballot if you are not a white cishet man. And it was a lot of work to get here. And I had to put faith in my community to catch me when I jumped, and they did. It's a feeling that I can't really put into words, right? And when I think about it, I get real choked up. But I'm really thankful for it. I'm thankful to be able to be the vessel, but am so proud of this community for what they've done and the work that we've been doing and will continue to do.
Voices of Democrats and Republicans from across the country making history this week in their respective Senate, House, and state races. It's still unclear which party will have the majority of the U.S. Senate, as two races in Georgia have no clear winner, which means they could head for a runoff election in January.